Disc 6. But it could mean, on the other hand, that they haven't atomic power after all. Or maybe they have and are keeping undercover for fear we know something. It's one thing, after all, to piratize blundering, light-armed merchant ships. It's another to fool around with an accredited envoy of the Foundation when the mere fact of his presence may mean the Foundation is growing suspicious. Combine this. Hold on, Mallow, hold on. Twer raised his hands. You're just about drowning me with talk. What are you getting at? Never mind the in-betweens. You've got to have the in-betweens, or you won't understand, Twer. We're both waiting. They don't know what I'm doing here, and I don't know what they've got here. But I'm in the weaker position because I'm one, and they're an entire world. Maybe with atomic power. I can't afford to be the one to weaken. Sure, it's dangerous. Sure, there may be a hole in the ground waiting for us. But we knew that from the start. What else is there to do? I don't. Who's that now? Mallow looked up patiently and tuned the receiver. The visiplate glowed into the craggy face of the watch sergeant. Speak, sergeant. The sergeant said, Pardon, sir. The men have given entry to a Foundation missionary. A what? Mallow's face grew livid. A missionary, sir. He's in need of hospitalization, sir. There'll be more than one in need of that, sergeant, for this piece of work. Order the men to battle stations. Crew's lounge was almost empty. 5 minutes after the order, even the men on the off shift were at their guns. It was speed that was the great virtue in the anarchic regions of the interstellar space of the periphery, and it was in speed above all that the crew of a master trader excelled. Mallow entered slowly and stared the missionary up and down and around. His eyes slid to Lieutenant Tinter, who shifted uneasily to one side, and to Watch Sergeant Demon, whose blank face and stolid figure flanked the other. The master trader turned to Twer and paused thoughtfully. Well then, Twer, get the officers here quietly, except for the coordinators and the trajectorian. The men are to remain at stations till further orders. There was a 5-minute hiatus in which Mallow kicked open the doors to the lavatories, looked behind the bar, pulled the draperies across the thick windows. For half a minute he left the room altogether, and when he returned he was humming abstractedly. Men filed in. Twer followed and closed the door silently. Mallow said quietly, First, who let this man in without orders from me?